we turn now to local sports here on KNKX. And the Seahawks host the division-leading Los Angeles Rams Sunday afternoon at CenturyLink Field. The team is coming off a costly win against the Cardinals last weekend. It's the topic of this week's conversation between KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel and Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, there might be a lot of drama on the field Sunday, and we'll get to that, but let's first talk about the off-the-field drama with free safety Earl Thomas's broken leg.
That was a bad one. That was bad on so many levels, and in fact, it is a lose-lose outcome for everyone, the Seahawks as well as Earl. He was the best safety I think the Seahawks have ever had, one of the best in the game, and I'm certain he'll be a Hall of Famer. But right now, he's really upset, and he conveyed his dismay as he was carted off the field in Phoenix Sunday with an obscene gesture that really soured a lot of people, I think, on Earl. But I would caution that that was a moment of impulse that he probably will regret. But the span of his career is such that I hope people remember him as one of the great players in Seahawks history that led them to a lot of success. He was the cornerstone of a defense that for 4 years in a row gave up the fewest points in the NFL. I hope people will appreciate how difficult that feat was, especially in the era of free agency now. But they were a tremendous unit, the Legion of Boom, and now they're all gone. In the space of 11 games over parts of two seasons, all three of them no longer can play for the Seahawks. Earl is a free agent after this season and undoubtedly will go somewhere else if health permits. So he's done, and I think his big mistake was that he misunderstood the marketplace and the Seahawks' unwillingness to guarantee his contract into his early 30s when they'd previously gotten burned by similar offers to Michael Bennett and Cam Chancellor. Those guys got hurt in their third contracts. The Seahawks weren't willing to risk Earl, no matter how good he was, and Earl lost on that one.
And then that's how the Seahawks lost, in your view, as well.
They could have traded Earl, and they had an opportunity, I think, after the season ended last year. But the Seahawks decided to hang on to Earl to get the highest possible value. And that included hanging on to him after he returned this season from his holdout that included all of training camp and the preseason. Earl said he didn't want to miss game checks. The Seahawks welcomed him back. He was at the top of his game. And then broke his leg. So the Seahawks lost big on that because they wanted to maximize the value before his trade, and now he has no value. They lost.
So without Earl Thomas, the Seahawks are getting ready to face the Los Angeles Rams, who flat out embarrassed them at home last season.
Yeah, the NFC West has flipped, and it happened last December when the Rams beat the Seahawks at the Clink 42-7. It was the worst loss in Pete Carroll's tenure in Seattle. Complete domination. The dominance is going to continue, I think, because now the Seahawks are starting a second-year pro, Tedrick Thompson, in place of Earl Thomas, who's really not ready for a game like this. They're starting a rookie at cornerback, and now they have to start a rookie at linebacker because they had to sub in for K.J. Wright, who's injured temporarily, with Michael Kendricks. He is a convicted felon. He was busted on an insider trading charge, and just this week, the Seahawks learned that the NFL is suspending him indefinitely, so he's off the roster. It just gets weirder and weirder, and with that much inexperience on the defensive side, I see a huge vulnerability, and I'm not going to say that the Seahawks are going to lose as bad as they did last December, but it's not a good look, and I think the Rams might go 16-0 this year as the best team in the NFL. And they're certainly not going to be stopped by a wounded Seahawks team on Sunday.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.